And see, brothers in the Dharma, I feel very, very fortunate. I think we're all very fortunate this morning to be able to hear a Dharma talk by our precious teacher, by Urgyen Sangharakshita, by Bante. It's well worth reflecting, I think, on just how fortunate we are in so many ways that we have, for a start, a precious human body. We have the Dharma. We can come to this place, Padmaloka. We can come together in the Sangha with our fellows in the Dharma, and we can hear from our precious teacher, who, even in his 80s, is still teaching the Dharma, still communicating the Dharma with great vigour. I was at Buddhafield a few weeks ago, and I saw Bante unfold the Dharma in a field full of people. And what a wonderful sight that was, to see Bante and to hear Bante teach the Dharma. And I thought to myself, well, I really do hope that when, if I ever get to that age, that I'm still teaching the Dharma, well, coming close to teaching the Dharma in that way. And today we're going to hear from Bante about recollections and reflections on his going forth. Recollections and reflections on his going forth, because today is the 60th anniversary of that great occasion where he went forth. I'm sure we've all read the story from his memoirs, The Rainbow Road. And one of the things that's so striking about that going forth that I keep bearing in mind was that it came, I think, he might correct me, out of his love of the Dharma. That is so evident in his memoirs. He called himself Dharmapriya, lover of the Dharma. His going forth was an expression of that deep, intense love of the Dharma, and it really is a very inspiring story, and to hear his account of those wandering days, particularly in South India. So, without further ado, Bante to speak on recollections and reflections on my going forth. Bante.